Blog Talk Radio.
From its frequency. Imagine yourself as the source from whence all light flows, at one with the infinite, eternal and serene. You are as vast as the cosmos, yet the cosmos is within you as a soap bubble that floats in the sky. For there is no space. The root of light is what you are. Faith is the deep knowingness that there is no mistake, that you cannot err. No mistake is ever made. Faith is that which responds spontaneously to life's challenges knowing itself to be one with the perfection of all that is. Release the burdens of the anxiety of making any mistakes, any deterrence to light unfolding. You are balance. Balance is neither static nor is it flow, but it is dynamic. It is the dynamic at oneness and the interaction with all that is. Balance is the surrendered life at one with the one life, uniquely expressing the quality of that which you bring as your gift. You rest as you work. You work as you rest. And in all things, you are in a life of no opposites, in perfect balance. Abundance. Through you, the light shines of the infinite one life, filling the cosmos with resources. The gates of abundance are in your body. As they open wider and wider, you become not only the gates of abundance, but the sluice of abundance. As infinite resources flows through you, filling all life with rejuvenation and newness. Nothing static stands in its way, for in your surrendered balance, abundance flows through you, and you have become all living things. All abundance, all oneness with the Infinite One. Wisdom, as interpreted by the world, is not what we embrace, for that which guided us yesterday is obsolete. The world clings to wisdom, but it is clinging to its prison bars. The only wisdom that can ever be known is the wisdom that there is only one being existing, expressing spontaneously and newly at all times. Nothing is ever the same, yet all things have always been. The wisdom that of the little self we are nothing. It is but an illusion. There has never been a little self, just a momentary dream. The only wisdom is we are one life. Mercy. Mercy is to acknowledge the perfection of each being with the utmost reverence. For he who receives his days and nights from the hands of the Infinite One is worthy of your recognition for its divinity. Nothing has ever been one second longer in existence than what it should be.
in our arrogance that we would mete out what we call justice. It is in our humility that in mercy we see the perfection. Knowing our environment to be but a reflection of ourselves. Do not have indulgence for that which does not serve the infinite expression of oneness. With ruthlessness, root out within you your judgments. With ruthlessness of self and gentleness with others. Nevertheless, do not indulge folly, for it is not mercy to keep either yourself or others on the treadmill of illusion by indulging and pacifying the unreal. Diversity. It is in man's neediness for a reference point that he has sought to have uniformity. It is in his surrender that he appreciates diversity. From eternity to eternity, without end, rich diversity, ever new, abounds around us. Let us appreciate it in inclusiveness and in wonderment, or try and avoid it and create for ourselves a prison cell. The rich diversity of life is but the nuances of the song of the one life. Energy. Energy is but one of the seven resources of power, of light and love, of awareness, of self-perception. Many the resources that energy has been part of producing as we have used polarity as a temporary feeding station. But as we surrender to the one life, acknowledging the divinity of all that we are, we shall find that we are abundantly supplied, that energy is what we are, but there is no need to seek it. There is no need for resources from without, when there is no without, and that which is without is also within, and there is no boundary. You are all supply and all resources forever and ever. Bliss. What is bliss but the laughter of the divine at its own game of pretending? There are places where it is not. As we acknowledge perfection in a surrendered life, the laughter of the infinite ripples through ourselves as bliss, the way the river ripples over its stones upon its way to the ocean to join in oneness with the waters of the world. What is this but the joyous remembrance that we are all things, that we have never been alone? For such a concept cannot exist in an inclusive oneness and an embrace of all life. We are the sky and the clouds. We are the trees that dance to the wind in the sky that blows the clouds. We are the daffodils that nod in the breeze. Do they not also move the breeze? Does the tree not also bring joy to the wind, who dances even more, to see such grace? It is in the oneness of all things that bliss is restored. Perception. Perception is with every cell of our body. Through every tiny, minuscule opening of our pores. Perception is cognitive and non-cognitive. And as we silence the mind, which has in its obsession to seek for that which it has, chaste perception, pure genius comes. The effortless knowingness of the one who is still, to whom no answer is closed, for whom nothing is withheld. Such perception tires itself, for it knows finally that it has all along contained all knowledge of self, and that self is all there is. From the perception of self, the furthest reaches of the cosmos can be known. The furthest reaches of the cosmos can be changed by changing the self. Yet, what is there to change when the divine perfection reveals itself? Presence. It is in the fullness of our awareness of the beauty and glory of life that we stay at home for ourselves, that we live authentically from the whisperings of the voice of the infinite through our hearts. Let us hear with our body the song of life. Let us be guided by that which speaks a song of joy, for it is the guidance of authenticity. It is then when we are authentically living, without any self-reflection, but purely and spontaneously, like a child, that we find within us not only our own home, but that we were home wherever we are, for we are one. Let the presence of the one life shine through us, illuminating all that we touch, blessing where we step, and giving life where our breath falls and our eyes see. Hope. Hope is that which knows that the future and the present and the past have always been good and true and perfect. If we could but see with the greatest perspective, upon the horizon. It sees the large picture. It welcomes the cobblestones in its way, for it knows that wherever it may be going, it is divinely guided from within. Hope does not seek without, for it knows that that which is coming is the grandest adventure of all, the unfolding life of the infinite being through our hearts. It is in our hopeful vision, fixed firmly upon the glory of life, that all things around us move to make it so. It is our expectations of our heart that creates in glory life before us. Mastery. Mastery is the restoration of the child. It is the laughter at self. It is the desire to explore self through the flower, through the tiny insects in a square foot of garden. It is the child laughing at itself and its folly, for forgetting that it dwells in a safe space. Mastery is being home wherever we are, for the earth is our cradle and the sky is our blanket, and we have always been home. Mastery is that which responds to life, not that which reacts in self-centeredness. Mastery cannot conceptualize self-centeredness, for it is the beggar on the street. The master knows that if there were a part of him that were not beggarly, there would not be a beggar in front of his face craving for alms. The master knows that if he wishes the beggar to be well, he must find his inner peace and nurture it and clothe it with robes of glory. The master's life is self-responsible for everything in its environment. No thing is too large, but that it is just a reflection of a cell within. The world is his playground, for he knows that he will see what he has to see at the exact right moment. Mastery is disciplined fluidity, for it in all ways cooperates with life, and never once does it see itself as a victim. Not of itself, not of its body, and not of its environment. Discovery. Discovery to the master is a pretense, just a game to see things anew. Like a child that hides his toys from himself, only to rediscover them joyously a few months later, as though they are new toys. There is nothing unknown within us. Yet it is in the spirit of grand adventure that we see ourselves anew, again and again. let us see the adventure of life. For it is that which creates the impetus for the glory and the beauty of ourselves to reveal itself in our environment. Power. After searching for eons of existence to wield the power of the cosmos with impeccability in order to make life a better place, the master arrives at a point in which he discovers that there is no need for power, for power is what he is, and all he has to do is change himself, and all of life pivots in a new direction. To remove a single folly within can lighten the burden of a child that is hungry in the ghetto, of a war-torn area. To see that he has never been a victim can create healing for those who have suffered everywhere from abuse of some sort. In ceasing self-abuse by denying his own wisdom, his own peace, his own desires of his heart to authentically express, the master removes poverty from the earth. No external power exists when there is only one life, and we are all of it. Truth. We cannot seek truth, for truth changes every moment anew, unfolding in miraculous ways. Truth is created spontaneously through us as we live true to ourselves and true to the oneness of existence, refusing to see the separation and knowing ourselves to have only perfection in existence. With the palette of paints, the nuances of perfection, we then paint the truth of our day. Truth does not pacify others, nor does truth seek its own glory. Truth does not need to prove itself or to persuade, for it has no agenda but to create from its life a living piece of art. It is in the artistry of our expression and in the exquisite unfoldment of a life that is true to the highest self, the one life, that truth is written line by line in the book of life, never ending. And this is the 16th and final ray of light. You just feel in deep silence the new song of yourselves, how it vibrates at a higher level, at a new level. There is a new song this day within us, and it shall continue to change as the organs, one by one, are illuminated. Thank you.
Sekeret Uskle. Barek Barush Karachnasa. Echikerech Nesaut. Misutarek Nenusavat. See yourself no longer as a body, a soul, or a spirit, but rather as a timeless moving field of luminosity. Golden specks dance within your being. These too you are. All individuals dwell within the vastness of your being. Yet, the true core of all individuals, you are also. Menchare Baru Kanavat. Sehye Keshki Akiyasuna. Isat Pere. The matrices that you have formed. You are the light that shines through the window. You are the specks of dust, the individuations that dance within the light. Imagine yourself now as the vast window. Currents flow through your being like purple ribbons in the ocean. Through you, create now the image for yourself of becoming a four-sided window within the ocean or within the air. The light that streams through this window comes from your being. Boundary. other lives that dance within the beam that shines through the window are within you as well. Each one of them, a portal into infinity, just like you. And infinity you are also. Thus you dwell within them. You are not just your body. You are a presence within each of them. Your luminosity lights up their way and fills their heart with joy. You are beyond the cosmos. Fills all stars and planets, all of space and time. You are a being of infinite presence. You move through walls. You flow through the oceans. You lie in the pristine quietness of the snow. You bloom each spring, when the flowers open, you burn in everlasting glory to the sun in the sky. When you release the tension of your body, you will indeed be the field that can move through walls. Three veils within which you have clothed your eternal self. In a dance, you have shed them one by one, only to take them up again. They are tools, nothing more. We have withdrawn into dense physical bodies. the raging businessman in his office, the angry, angry gang member with his knives and guns, through a child in pain. It has been our desire to withdraw from feeling others' feelings. But the level at which we are, this field of luminosity, is far deeper than that. It is the moving of the pristine core of one being through another. Envision someone that you would wish to withdraw from. See them in front of you. Know them to be steeped in illusion or in distorted emotions of pain, anguish, anger, fear. These things do not exist within the eternalness of your being. Feel yourself now as this luminous field of eternity, moving through them. Release the fear that you can be tainted by their emotions. From a greater depth than where light and frequency exists, from beyond body, soul, and spirit, move through the person. Where their eternalness resides.